Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The way I see it, you and me got one thing to talk about, and that's what you are willing to do for me.
You should reward me accordingly.
Which bothers some men. The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
I volunteer as tribute.
Stick with me and we'll claw our way to the top.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. This weekend we've got two big movies being released and two small movies being released. Let's start with the big, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. The trailers for this one are maybe even too long.
I see what you're doing. You're trying to get me to do something razzle-dazzle with that sword. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not getting drawn into this mess. And there's an army of you. There's only one of me.
So this is the reluctant Arthur?
That's right. This is the reluctant Arthur. This is also the cheeky guttersnipe Arthur, who was raised as an orphan and didn't know he was the rightful heir to the throne until he pulls Excalibur from the stone. That's Charlie Hunnam, who plays Arthur. The important thing to note here is this is a Guy Ritchie film. So this is Guy Ritchie trying to bring a little cheeky attitude, some kind of Cockney-style rascals to the Arthurian legend. I have to say, he tried to do this with Sherlock Holmes, which I think those movies were semi-successful. It just doesn't work. I think this kind of odd mix of comedy and cockiness, along with these very expensive, very operatic set pieces involving monsters and creatures and the Lady of the Lake, it just doesn't sit that well. It's sort of like the movie wants to be taken extremely seriously, except when it doesn't, and it throws you the occasional wink.
Movie number two is Snatched, and the two words I have for you are Amy Schumer.
I want to focus on you and me on the beach. Are you with me?
I can't go to South America.
What are you talking about?
I can't go to Ecuador.
You know it's a non-refundable trip, right? I mean, I don't want to make it about money because money comes and goes, but I don't have any more coming right now. So
I'm breaking up with you.
When?
I gather now.
That's exactly right. That's Randall Park playing Amy Schumer's boyfriend. And of course, she takes her mother, played by Goldie Hawn, on her trip to Ecuador, and they both wind up getting kidnapped and they have to escape their captors. To me, this really should have been a momentous occasion. Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn, a classic film star. With Schumer, who's like one of our hottest cultural forces right now, I think this movie really misses a lot of opportunities to say something about these two women and how they kind of come from these different generations. It's really just a pretty good R-rated, raunchy comedy with some funny moments and some good supporting characters. Wanda Sykes is very funny, but...
So, no sociology. Fine, Rafer. We can handle that. Little movie number one is called The Wall.
Something's not right.
What? Talk to me, man. Talk to me. What's going on down here?
Eyes. They are headshots, man.
The big war movie this summer is going to be Dunkirk. Of course, this is not World War II.
That's right.
What period is this?
This is the Iraq War, although after the Iraq War, while it's winding down. That's Aaron Taylor Johnson and John Cena, the wrestler, playing two army guys who are basically out in Iraq. They get pinned down by a sniper. Aaron Taylor Johnson's only protection is this very small, crumbling brick wall. He doesn't know where that sniper is, but the sniper knows where he is, and he's talking to him through his earpiece. It works. I would have liked to see it say a little something about the Iraq War, but it does work as a thriller. It's short, 90 minutes, keeps you on the edge of your seat, and so in that sense, it works.
Lowriders.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
It's just a car.
Do you think that's just a car?
Do you know how much heart and soul went into that car, Daniel? That is your heritage. It's priceless.
That's a young actor named Gabriel Chavarria, and Demian Bashir plays his father. He's a graffiti artist. He doesn't really want to go into the lowrider lifestyle and follow in his father's footsteps, so he's kind of having to choose. I really wanted this to be a sort of a landmark film. There aren't that many teen films aimed at Hispanics. It's pretty hokey, and I think the real problem with this film is that it treats us like tourists, telling us what's going on, telling us about lowrider culture. I wish they had just dropped us into it and sort of let us learn the ropes for ourselves, and instead it makes you feel like you're watching something like a reality TV show. You're being guided through the culture instead of living in it.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.